back to follow. Prepare to be disappointed. Today's Second Testament reading is from Matthew 13, verses 1 to 9, 18 to 23. You can find it on page 14 in the Second Testament of your Pew Bible. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what is sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what is sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord.
One of the children on the way out said, "Best church day ever." Awesome. For 25 weeks, we have been echoing the story, and each week you see a new icon on the front of your bulletin, reminding you and me of this great God story that we've been walking through since September. And today's story comes to us in the form of a parable. And the Greek word for parable is parabole, which means to lay something alongside something else. Parabole, to lay alongside. And so in the Jesus story, after the TSN turning point on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus goes up the mountain with a couple of his disciples, and lo and behold, he becomes this lighted light, and there on one hand is Elijah, and on the other hand is Moses, and the disciples are freaking out, but at the same time saying, "Wow, this must be something very special going on." Then Jesus comes down from the mountain, and not only talks about the kingdom of heaven that has come, but then starts laying down stories. Stories about the stuff of earth, things that would be familiar to these first century hearers, talking about wind or wheat or rock or flower. And in today's parable, Jesus sits on the bow of a fishing boat, and he talks of this wildly extravagant, prodigal sower. He shouts to the crowd. There's thousands of people on the shoreline, and that's why he's pushed his boat off so that he can kind of manage the crowd. He shouts and he says, "Listen, remember when I taught you to pray for the kingdom? Abba, Father, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, the kingdom of heaven is like a wasteful and reckless seed sower. No whiff of a miser here. This sower is extravagant. He walks hither and yon, and he throws fistfuls of seed without measure and without discernment. And that's what I want us to try to capture with the children today. The sower who is recklessly and relentlessly throwing seed everywhere and not caring where it goes, how much seed he wastes, or where it lands. Can you imagine a time when you loved someone sharing things with you with reckless abandon? Maybe for you it was the local parade. You didn't want to run out to those float people and go, oh, please stop, it's going down the sewer gutters and some of it's getting trampled on. Please stop throwing candy at me. No, you probably just loved living in the streets that day, chasing candy and finding candy in the gutters and the nooks and crannies of the sidewalks. Some seed falls on path, Jesus says. Other seeds fall on rocky ground. Other seeds fall among thorns. Other seeds fall on good soil. Let anyone with ears listen. Hours later, the 12 disciples gather around a fire, cooking fish over hot coals. John asks, "Teach us more of the parable." And Jesus says, "The parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe only for a while, and in a time of testing, fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, they hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patient endurance." This is one of the most talked about parables from Jesus. And right from the first century, even the disciples couldn't get it right, and they take three runs at it through the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Luke. They tell three different versions of this story, and I think that's the great thing about a parable, is there's not one right answer. We're not trying to find one correct interpretation here, because we're trying to receive this as a story that we lay alongside our lives. And so as we lay the story alongside our lives today, I do want to shape it with a couple of perspectives, because there's lots of different interpretations of this story. But today, as you lay the story alongside your life, I want you to take the perspective that the extravagant sower is God, and that the seed is guess. The seed is, someone shouted out, the word who is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. So the extravagant sower is God, and the seed of God, yes, is the word of God, but in the fullest sense of the word of God, that's a person, right? It's not a Bible. It's not a bunch of rules. It's a person. It's Jesus. So let's let it lay. In this Lenten season of us giving up or giving away, I'm suggesting that we lay this story alongside our lives. And we're not going to try and lord over this story and try to yank the truth out of it or pummel the truth out of it. We're going to, in the stillness, in the season of Lent, in the quietness of these days, we're going to pay attention and try to turn up our Holy Ghost hearing aids and listen for an invitation to respond. And listen in such a way that it feels like something is actually growing in you. Christ being formed in you. Listen in such a way that the evil one doesn't get to snatch away your joy before you hear it. And don't look for the easy answer. Try to let go of the cares of the world, the anxieties of your heart, the lures of wealth. And hear the promises in this story. Jesus says, in between telling and interpreting, he talks to his disciples and he said, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear." Jesus says, "Many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, to hear what you hear." What a great promise for us as we try to listen to this story as it lays alongside our lives today. But how will we know that we might be having that good soil response? Jesus then again reminds us what happens out of good soil. These are the ones who, when they hear the word, bear fruit. And so I instantly go to fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. The fruit of the Spirit of God. Reminds me of that Sunday school song. So if you're wondering whether you're going to be bearing fruit this week, it'll probably come in the form of those things. Love, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. So God hopes for good soil, but the reality is that on any given week, the landscape of our lives is full of all four soils. I sometimes, when I'm reflecting on the text for the week, like to think of different church names for us, and I've used that in the past. This week it was FSBC. If I could rename our church this week, it would be Four Soils Baptist Church. Now, my hunch is that we'd want to call ourselves Good Soil Baptist Church, or no, we want to be Good Soil Community Church, Ryan. But have you seen some of the soil that you have to live with week to week in this church? Good old rocky over there, or thorny, patchy. I think the honest reading of this story reads our heart in such a way that we recognize that we're at different points all four soils. Yes, we yearn to be the good soil. But the good news of this story is that the sower relentlessly, recklessly, wastefully keeps on throwing the Jesus seed upon our hearts. And God doesn't care what kind of week we've had or what kind of landscape we've come from trudging into church week after week. The good news is that Jesus, the seed, the word, is poured upon our heart graciously, lavishly, joyfully, week after week. So let us in this season of Lent look. Blessed are our eyes, for they see. Let us be a people who hear. Blessed are our ears as they hear. When Barbara Brown Taylor preaches on this parable, and she's one of our favorite preachers that we preachers here at First Baptist often quote, she talks of the extravagant sower who will not be fazed. She talks of the generosity of our Maker who is not cautious or judgment or even very practical sometimes, who seems willing to keep reaching in his seed bag for all of eternity, covering the whole of creation with the fertile seed of his truth. She imagines the sower pushing his cap back on his head and laughing, even wheezing. And I'll just read a portion of the way she shapes this story and invite you to even close your eyes as you hear this closing paragraph. Laughing and wheezing, he went after his seed pouch and began flinging seeds everywhere, into the roots of trees, onto the roof of his house, across all his fences, and into his neighbors' fields. He shook seeds at his cows and offered a handful to the dog. He even tossed a fistful into the creek, thinking they might take root downstream somewhere. The more he sowed, the more he seemed to have. None of it made any sense to him, but that did not seem to matter. And he had to admit that he had never been happier in all his life. Let those who have ears to hear, hear.